Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Gene Greisman is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding Brain Trust member. PresidentLincoln.com is his website, where you can find out more about his books, The Words Lincoln Lived By, still one of my favorites. Time Tactics of Very Successful People, Lincoln and Obama, that's one of his new ones, and Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, on and on. You're starting to get the picture. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, and our good friend. We're talking about some things that we can learn from President Lincoln. Gene, thanks again for being here. What did Lincoln teach us about compromise?
Well, let me just read you a couple of quotes about him. He said, quote, "Persuade your neighbors to compromise whenever you can. Point out to them how the nominal winner is often a real loser in fees and expenses and waste of time." End of quote. Now, this is a lawyer speaking. Lincoln tried over 5,000 cases.
Wow.
And lawyers make money by trying cases.
They always say to each other, "If you love me, sue me."
Yes. Now, a good lawyer also, and Lincoln was a good one, will see if he can persuade his client to settle out of court, to compromise, to find some way. He understood that sometimes, in fact, often, half a loaf is better than no loaf at all. In fact, here's another interesting quote. I'm looking at, by the Mutual Admiration Society, I think your book, The Age of the Customer, that title really nails where we are, and we could talk about that.
Thank you.
I think that's a great, great title and a great concept. As for this book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, did you know it's gone into 25 printings?
Wow. So I'm not surprised.
So I was looking at the section on compromise, and here's a quote from Harriet Beecher Stowe, who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Started the Civil War, some people say.
That's it. Many people think that it was a precipitant.
In fact, President Lincoln kind of said that to her, didn't he?
He did. He said, "Are you the little lady who wrote the book that started all this?" Here's what she wrote about him. "Lincoln's whole nature inclined him to be a harmonizer of conflicting parties rather than a committed combatant on either side," end of quote.
He was not an ideologue at all, was he?
He had strong convictions.
He had strong convictions, especially when it came to humanity, but he was not an ideologue.
That is exactly right.
The country is Republican, Democrat, or mugwump. Any ideologue president is a danger to the country, I think.
Yes, I'll have to think about that a little bit, but he hated slavery. And there is one point, and you see, he was a harmonizer, and he looked for ways to compromise whenever he could, but there's one place that he would not compromise. The Republican Party was started initially to stop the spread of slavery into the western states and territories. That was its original reason for existence. And whenever he came, after he was coming to be inaugurated, and there was a peace commission between the slave states and the free states, and the slave states that said, "Let us spread slavery into the West," and Lincoln said, "No, we can't do that. We cannot do that." He said, "If we let that happen, our whole reason for existence is gone." But the Republican Party was started to stop the spread of slavery, and so he would not compromise on that. So it's interesting that we have
their second job was to cut taxes. That's the second thing they're supposed to do, by the way.
Well, actually, the Lincoln, the Republican Party, the first federal income tax was under Lincoln's administration.
Right, that was your
and form. Yes, it was. And by the way, it was progressive.
But it was also abolished. It was also abolished later. But back to the compromise thing. I you're exactly right. And and you know, one of the things that that you know, you're not an ideologue if you have a North Star, if you have certain things that you hold dear. That doesn't make you an ideologue. An ideologue is someone who, in my opinion, whose everything they do comes back to that one thing that they're focused on, and they will not compromise.
When I was years ago, how much time do I have? 90 seconds
you
to tell the story?
Barely, quickly.
Okay. Church in New Orleans, that big Baptist church. I go in, and on the front of the building are these words: God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And I thought, that defines the fundamentalist.
Mm-hmm.
And the fundamentalist thinks and acts the same whether he or she's a Protestant, Catholic, a Muslim, or a communist.
Democrat or Republican.
Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that. And yeah, if you can't be, and this gets to a point where you are something you and I have talked about many times, and in my opinion, is the glue that holds these two disparate personalities together, and that is intellectual honesty.
Thank you.
And when we come back, Eugene Greisman and I are at odds on a number of topics, but not on everything, but on some topics. And the things that keeps it maintains our friendship is he has an immense capacity for intellectual honesty. And, of course, in my case, he also has an immense capacity for forbearance. Tintail, right back with Gene Greisman. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.